Hi, my name is Liat Horowitz, and this is the Results Club podcast. One thing you must know about me is that I am completely obsessed with people. And mostly, I love helping people achieve extraordinary results in their life and business. On this podcast, I'm going to be interviewing some of the smartest and most successful experts and thought leaders out there, as well as sharing strategy tips, mindset tools, and motivational resources that you need to achieve the results you want. But before we get rolling, make sure that you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any episodes. And if you'd like to support this podcast, go ahead and give it a 5-star rating along with a written review. Our journey to success starts here. Welcome to the club. My minxes, hello. Today's episode of the Results Club podcast is just going to be me talking about some real truths, some real authenticity coming your way from me after a few weeks of quite actually disappearing from the podcast. I always publish at least one episode a week, usually Wednesday mornings. And if you have noticed the last few weeks, I have been MIA. Now, I've been dreaming up topics, I've been recording with other guests, but truthfully, I didn't want to go through this period without actually acknowledging it and sharing with you what is actually going on with me. So when you hear this, which is hopefully going to be soon in the next few days, I will be back in the swing of things. You will notice that I'm back on Instagram and I'm back sharing stuff, and revival sales for tickets are on their way, and Costa Rica has been announced for January 2025. And perhaps I've even given a little bit of a spoiler alert that I'm working on something big and different and amazing coming to each and every one of you in the next month or two. I can't really say more about it because it's baking. It is baking. I have the ingredients. I'm putting them together. I'm working on it. I'm just creating the essence of it so that when it's fully baked and ready with all its deliciousness for you, it will be completely ready. So let me explain what's been going on. Let me just backtrack with what's actually been happening with me. I'm just giving you the full download, people. This is the honest truth. I'm laying it all out. Okay, so if I rewind and I think back to the last time that I felt truly on fire, truly in flow, truly aligned with my energy, my purpose, my passion, and really on top of my productivity and my routines and all the good stuff, I would say that that was the first half of last year. January to June 2023, I was rocking it. Now, that does not mean in terms of my results and my output. I mean in terms of how I was feeling. I'm getting fired up. I realized this talking to my husband over the past few weeks and really trying to dissect why I didn't really feel like that right now. Why? So part of my question was, well, if I don't feel it right now, then when last did I feel it? And then it was so obvious to me. Okay, so listen up. After June came July. Okay, and in July, I worked, everything was great. It was summer, so I like took a little bit of a stand back. And then in August, my family and I, we went away for a whole month. And that was incredible. In that sense, it was life-changing, incredible memory-making, and I wouldn't change it for the world. However, I will tell you this, we came back a week after school had started, things went back to work, businesses went back to business, and I felt like I was playing catch-up from that moment onwards until about 2 weeks ago. And this is why I want to share this with you, because there are times in your life where you don't anticipate that things are going to be put on hold. You don't anticipate that your energy might be not where you want it to be, or that your routines might not be as you want them to be. So what happened to me was we went away for August. We came back in the middle of September, got straight into it, like running at full speed, prepping for Costa Rica, getting back on track with clients, throwing myself into my coaching, doing lots of deep dive strategy sessions with clients, and already dreaming up Revival 4.0, if I'm honest. reaching out to Scotiabank Women Initiative, getting them on board for Revival 4.0. This was happening already in 2023. And so I got straight into it, went to Costa Rica in November, returned from Costa Rica. It was close to the winter break, the Christmas holiday. And I realized that I needed to really buckle down and get in prep mode for my son's bar mitzvah, which is was at the beginning of January. So the break that I really wanted, craved, and needed to rest and rejuvenate myself in December did not happen. I worked harder and more solidly in those 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year break than I had worked in a very long time, all for the most amazing, momentous occasion of my son's bar mitzvah, which was on the 18th of January. So full steam ahead to the bar mitzvah, do the bar mitzvah, have all our family and friends, not the family and friends from Israel, but the rest of our closest and our dearest from London, from South Africa, from the States, came to be with us, 25 people for 5 days. It was magical and I would redo it in a heartbeat. I will just say, though, that straight afterwards, it was hard for me to just really get back into things. I needed to come down from that experience, from that high, and take a bit of time to process what had happened. So we had the privilege and amazing opportunity to go and stay at some family in Florida during our February school break. And that gave me, yes, it did. It gave me some rest. It gave me some rejuvenation. I did work a little bit from there. It gave me some time to think and really just soak up the sun and some vacation vibes. And then I came back to Canada. Kids went back to school. I feel like it took about 2 weeks to kind of get into the swing of things. And only last week, so when you listen to this, it'll be about a 2 week span from when I really started to feel the wave, the momentum again, the energy pick up, all the fruits of my labor to try and get back to that energy paying off. So now I will say that what I've been busy doing and why I wanted to share this episode was because I have been busy taking space. That is why I dropped the podcast for a few weeks. That is why I was quiet on Instagram for a little while. That is why I was really going inwards to take and create space for myself to process, to heal, to rejuvenate, to think, and just have some time to be. And I have been coaching on this topic so much lately with my clients and myself, because what happens is we feel like we're so overwhelmed. We want to slow down. We know we need to slow down and create this space. However, we're not really sure how to do it. And we also feel guilty to do it. So I'm here to tell you that not only should you do it, it is an absolute essential. If you want to level up, if you want to get yourself to the next level, to really push yourself, to grow, to expand on what you've already created, or even just to perform at the level that you want to perform at and continue and maintain that, you need to have pockets of space in your life. It's like a season that you need to bring it in for. It could be a day, it could be a week, it could be a month. For me, it was months that it was coming, and it took me, I would say, a full month of trying to create that space intentionally. Actually and intentionally creating that space, curating that space. And I'm going to tell you how to do it, or at least what worked for me, so that it hopefully sparks some inspiration and ideas for you for how to take it for yourself. If you are an entrepreneur, if you are a working professional, if you are a stay-at-home mom, if you are someone who is in a day job but looking to change things up, whatever your need is right now, if you are feeling overwhelmed, tired, exhausted, and you're feeling the need for a different energy and a different flow, this is for you. I encourage you to acknowledge and create and then take the space that you need to rejuvenate and revive yourself. Okay, so here are some of the ways that I did it for myself and some of the ways that really worked for me and that I will continue to do more or less of as I need. Okay, so one of the things that's really unlike me is that I turned down the volume and actually would drive in silence for a lot of the drives that I was doing in this last month. And why I say that that is strange for me, it's very unusual because I'm always, always listening to music, usually Afrobeats, pumping it up high in the car with or without my children with me, or I'm listening to a podcast or an audiobook. The other option is that I'm phoning a friend and I'm catching up with someone, or I'm doing some calls, I'm multitasking, usually in my car. I view that as time to really learn, grow, enjoy the music, or catch up on calls. And so for me to turn that all off intentionally and have absolute silence, I'm talking no radio, no soft music in the background, absolutely nothing, to create that physical space and air for my brain to process and think, has been game changing. The other thing that I have done, and this has been for a few years now, but I reintroduced it very strictly, is that I only read before bed. I stopped watching series and I stopped watching Netflix and shows and things like that, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago. And I replaced it with reading books. And then a few months ago, I got a Kindle. And that changed my nighttime reading experience dramatically. And then what happened was, over, I think, you know, the busyness of my son's bar mitzvah and certain other sort of moments in the last few months, I kind of slipped and slid with that. And maybe I was watching some YouTube, maybe I was watching a bit more Instagram and reels that I would have liked. And so what I did was I pulled back on that over the last month. I really pulled back on that completely and solely spent my time after putting my kids to bed reading in my bed with my Kindle, calmly and nicely. I read fiction and I read memoirs and I get completely wrapped up in the story. And it's my way of calming my nervous system, I have to be honest. Like, it's my way of just relaxing and enjoying myself before I go to sleep. And the quality of my sleep has changed dramatically since doing this. So that is something that I wholeheartedly believe in and I encourage everybody to try and do. I know it's not easy. I know that it takes rewiring. It took me years to figure it out and to want to do it. But then once I made the switch, I just would never turn back. It is a game changer. Next up, and kind of related, is limiting the scroll time on social media. Oh, that can be just a rabbit hole of amazingness and a rabbit hole of unwanted feelings and emotions that I quite literally did not have the mental capacity to deal with. So I just started removing, unfollowing, muting, but ultimately just turning off my phone, quite literally throwing it across the bed and saying to my husband, take this away from me. Take it away from me. I need the time. I need the space. I want to create my own thoughts, my own ideas for content and so on. And so creating that space away from social media has really allowed for me to do that on my own terms. Of course, I'm going to throw in there something about music, adding to and adjusting and going back to even certain playlists that I really love and that elicit good feelings and good vibes for me is an absolute go-to for me. It has been for years, especially when you are trying to create some space for yourself, to give your brain time to wonder, to dream, to be, to continue, to thrive. Music really helps me with that. If anyone would like some ideas, if anyone would like me to share playlists, if anyone would like, I don't know, something in the music space for me to inspire you, reach out to me and I will gladly provide you with some of my playlists or some ideas for some calming, enjoyable music that gets me in my flow and helps my energy get to where it needs to be. Right. Last but not least, number five on my list for the key points of how to create space for yourself, it is all in the walks. Walks, not for exercise, not for multitasking, not for learning, not for making calls, simple walks. They can be 5 minutes long. They can be an hour long. I did it just the other night. I went for a walk for an hour. I didn't intend to go for an hour. It was actually really cold, but I got out. I was listening to a new book on my Audible. I was loving it. So I was like listening and learning. It was all about the Enneagram, actually, which is a personality test that I'm absolutely enthralled by at the moment. And so I went out for my walk and it was just magical. I don't know. I don't know what the words are. By the time I got home and my kids were ready for bed, my whole energy had changed. I felt like my mind was clear. I felt like I had truly created this necessary space for myself to be and think. I had so many ideas brimming for work. I'm putting together this new offer that is a new offer, but really it's just an upgraded offer from so many of my offers before. And this is going to be the new thing for me. This is going to be the way that I propel my business forward. And so whilst listening and learning and growing and listening to this book on my walk and walking slowly and calmly and not rushing, sometimes stopping to take notes, I have really curated and come up with, I think, really creative ideas that I wouldn't have been able to do had I not created that space for myself by doing the walks. So there you have it. I've given you some ideas. I would really love to know from you what it is that you do to create that space in your life and in your business that gives you the relief that you need, the revival that you need, the replenishing that you need, and the creativity that you need. I'd really love to know. So send me an email, info@leahhorowitz.com or a DM on Instagram @leahhorowitz. I would love to chat about it. And if you are in a moment, a season of overwhelm, a season of feeling demotivated, a season of low energy, this is your fix. It is not a quick one, and that's okay, but I pretty much guarantee that it will help you. If you take the time and you intentionally create space for yourself and relish in it, you will see a marked improvement. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned. Exciting episodes coming in the coming weeks, all to help you with your results in life, business, and beyond. Thank you for listening. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Results Club. If you enjoyed it and found it insightful, I would love it if you could take a moment to write a short review, rate this episode, and even subscribe to the Results Club podcast. That way, other driven high performers just like you will be able to find it. If you'd like to find out more about how to achieve your ultimate results in life and business, head over to www.leahhorowitz.com for information and resources on my coaching, upcoming retreats and masterminds, and so much more. If you're ready to see how coaching can help you, schedule a discovery call with me. I would so love to meet you and hear more about your story and how I can help you. See you next week.